Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live into hour number three. News Blitz coming up. Two guests popping in. The latest on WikiLeaks. They know it's outrageous to be taking over the airports, the rest of transportation, sticking their hands down your pants and putting you through radiation bathers. But if they can break our will and get away with this and put telescreens in all the major public places and Walmart and shopping malls and Mall of America giving us orders, then they're going to successfully convert us to a Nazi Germany-type system. So the choice is now here. That's why we got to boycott flying. And if you got to fly, boycott the body scanning and the rest of it. And we got to boycott Walmart. Now, we're going to get into WikiLeaks, but it's been said by many others in the last few days, and I agree with them, and I've been saying this for months myself. This is the Internet's 9/11. And now the government's saying that. We've got to pass this law to restrict what's on the web and have web IDs and tax it. We've got to start shutting down free speech. Look, Julian Assange, when he's not running around having unprotected sex with women connected to the CIA, that's what he's charged with. That's the headline. Not wearing a condom. And the women had sex with him again and had him at parties. I mean, it's insane. This is political correctness. Now they've got him. No bail. And I smell a rat. I know Soros is connected to this. But why aren't we talking about what's in the leaks? Why aren't we talking about the evidence of corruption it shows? Again, I don't know what's going on here, but I do know it's being used as a Internet free speech 9/11. And I've been predicting, actually, for a year, they're going to use WikiLeaks to try to start shutting down freedom on the web and track everything. And they're already setting the grids up to do it and making the announcements. Let's finish up with the FCC head, Copps. Here he is.
...of their country.
So what you've called for to redress this situation is what you're calling a public value test.
Oh!
Doesn't that raise the specter of overt government control of information? I mean, people would say to you, well, what yeah. one person's public value is not another person's.
What we've had in recent years is an aberration.
Hit pause.
We've had no over...
He doesn't deny it's a government taking over and deciding if you can have a blog or a radio show or a newspaper or a TV channel or a radio station. He doesn't deny that. He just says we've had an aberration. No, the aberration came with the FCC and the Fairness Doctrine that is pure Soviet tyranny. I do believe local news should have corporations and sponsors that step up during elections to give a lot of candidates more attention. But I do not believe in the Fairness Doctrine. Because it's totally unfair, like the Patriot Act is totally unpatriotic. Or the New Freedom Initiative to try to force drug half of American children. That's public news for 6 years. It's not New Freedom. Let's finish up with this ghoulish East German-type thug. He makes me want to throw up. Go back to him.
...side of the media. For years and years, we had some public interest guidelines that was part of the quid pro quo between broadcasters and the government... for the free use of airwaves that belong to the American
people. You got to love that spin. Oh, the airwaves belong to the American people. That's why foreign corporations own it. And now, because the bandwidth's open, and the bandwidth on radio's unlimited, basically, and Internet's unlimited, they're like, oh, we've got to come in and shut it down. It's because it's unlimited, and these arrogant people thought they'd use the web to control us. Instead, it's backfiring on them, so now this ghoul comes out and says he's going after our free speech. Cat's out of the bag, zombie. Cat's out of the bag, Nosferatu. I mean, he looks like Nosferatu from the German 1920s film. Put him back up. Play Nosferatu.
People, and in return for that free use and the ability to make a lot of money, they agreed to serve the public interest. And that public interest to me right now is crying news and information, news and information, news and information.
What happens if one channel...
By the way, when he says news and information, fluoride good for you, the family is bad, wars are good, cutting people's pensions is good, paying the bankers all our money is good, worshiping the Federal Reserve is good, being a slave is good, government telescreens to give us their orders and they want to take the media over? Have you figured it out? We're not exaggerating. These people are out of control crooks.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Max Kaiser coming up in about 25 minutes until the bottom of the hour. Journalist, researcher, formerly with the NSA, Wayne Madsen, is going to be joining us coming up in about 2 minutes. But if you look at the Hill newspaper today, FCC push to regulate news draws fire. I just played the head of the FCC, the chairman, say, freedom on the internet, freedom on radio, freedom in the media is an aberration. The government will give you a license, and you will not make political distinctions. You will not have political views in America. And that's because the big mainline TV and radio, they already pay for that with your stimulus money. It's state-run media. And they'll publicly punish some of them and make a scene out of it. As Jay Rockefeller said, I'd shut down Fox and MSNBC if I could. We'd be better off without the internet. Well, what they're giving you isn't the free internet. But remember, Kurt Nimmo, we read their proposals months ago. This was in June. This is 3-4 months ago or more. FCC stealth plan to censor internet content. And this week they announced, we have jurisdiction over the internet to protect it. Kind of like Hitler was the guardian of the Reich, and Stalin was the guardian of Russia. So the point is, this stuff is now out in the open. Now, inner WikiLeaks. Regardless of what you think about Assange, he's a hero, he's a bad guy. He's a useful idiot, he's an evil mastermind. No matter what your view is of him, he's being used, as I said a year ago and 6 months ago, it'll be used to censor the internet. Now they've got two bills introduced to basically censor the web, make you have web IDs, to put you in prison for life if you let any government secret out that's even mild. I would go to prison for the police sending me the MIAC report where Homeland Security is really for the American people. The government's going into a very criminal phase right now because they're collapsing the world economy by design. They know it. Now, Assange has been arrested, and I said days ago, I believe they're going to flush him down the toilet, just like Lee Harvey Oswald, or just like any of their other puppets. I believe that, because I can't, from what I've seen, that he really believes he's doing a good job. He's being used as the front man. There's all these lawyers and people behind the scenes that do have the Soros connections, and now they're holding him on having consensual sex, but the woman complained and said, don't you want to use a condom? And he said, no, honey, let's not. And they said, okay, let's go. Then they had a party for him the next day. And these women, we have the article up on Infowars.com and AP's reporting on it. There's also mainline reports from Raw Story. It is confirmed that at least one woman worked directly inside a CIA operation against Fidel Castro. That she's this wild feminist, which Gloria Steinem admitted 5 years ago that she was CIA. Miss Magazine was CIA. They don't care about women. They want to break families up so everybody has to pay taxes and so the state can raise children. It's time for women and men to get together against the globalist. But turns out she writes blogs about how to set men up, how to get your revenge. She believes, as is taught by most feminists, that all sex is an act of rape. So, and hey, you know, liberal Sweden, globalist Sweden, I mean, how is that supposedly liberal? They are on record, you know, saying, yeah, no, unprotected sex, he's going to go to prison. And the British say, absolutely, we're holding him, and now they're going after him on money issues. And I would imagine his lawyers advise him, well, the fact that's admitted to turn himself in, everything will be okay. See, the first judge laughed this out in Europe, but they don't care. So this is very, 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 very serious. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who I respect, wrote an article yesterday for InfoWars and said, look, don't make it about Assange. Why is the media defending all these dishonest tactics by government? Have we lost our moral compass? And I tend to agree with it. Now, Wayne Madsen, I respect. Webster Tarpley, I respect. They turn out to be off right about 99% of the time. They say it's all a fraud. But I wanted to get him up here to talk about these new developments and to really comment on the full spectrum, Wayne Madsen, that I just threw out there. What's your take?
Well, I think this was bound to happen. Of course, I think the problem with Julian Assange is he had more than his Andy Warhol 15 minutes of fame. You know, he wanted to be in the media spotlight, and now he's paying the price for it. And, yeah, I think this Anna Arden, this woman who brought the one of the women that brought the charges against him. The word is that she's tied up with Posada Carriles. This is his Cuban.
He's the convicted bomber. Yeah,
he's a bomber. He bombed the Cubana Airlines Boeing 707 in 1976 that flew from Bridgetown, Barbados. I was stationed in Barbados a year after that happened, and I know that even the Navy base sent divers there to pick up bodies of children. So this is a nasty player, and if he's hanging around people like that, but look, Assange has hung around these kinds of iffy people in the past. Back during the first Gulf War, he was apparently associated with a group called the Chaos Computer Club, a bunch of hackers out of Hamburg, Germany. I sat in one meeting at the CIA headquarters on these guys hacking into U.S. Defense Department computers. Assange was part of that operation, apparently. But in those days, the Pentagon had no idea what was going on. Now they've got cyber command and they've got cyber security teams and offensive information warfare people. I think Assange has been overtaken by events. I think he was used. And as you say, now we have the predicted bills in Congress to extend. One of them says extend the Patriot Act to the Internet.
That's right. I was scanning over these two new bills, and it just is it's the complete end of the Internet. I mean, just everything they want. Cybersecurity is already in place. Now they just want to legalize it. They clearly set this guy up. I mean, he fits the M.O. of somebody, yeah. And his lawyers told him to go turn themselves in. They're the ones Soros connected. I think he's going to be pretty freaked out when he realizes they're hanging him out to dry. He should be released. I mean, Wayne, I mean, what, probably half the males in America or Europe would be going to jail if, I mean, I'd say half the men out there or more, said, come on, baby, I don't want to wear a prophylactic. And then she's like, okay. And then now that's called molestation and rape. But of course it is. That's what the hardcore CIA feminists teach.
Well, I kind of feel sorry for Assange. I mean, here's a guy, you know, he had his aviator sunglasses, he had all the different haircuts, and now he's a guest of Scotland Yard. And now that he's in that system, he may not come out. And I'm sure the Brits are now allowing the Americans to have access to him. I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. But I think, you know, we have to look at the bigger picture. Like, one of these bills in Congress has an Orwellian name called the Shield Law. That's not the kind of shield law we need to protect journalist sources. This is the shield of U.S. intelligence contacts abroad from being named in the press. That would essentially shut me down because, you know, if there's a nasty player in Costa Rica where they're planning to launch another Contra war against Nicaragua, I've named some of these characters in Costa Rica and Honduras as CIA operatives. That I would go to jail if this law is signed, and I believe that President Obama has every intention of signing such legislation into law.
So this is the Internet's 9/11. The Israelis admittedly launched the Stuxnet against Iran. Now we've got to give up our Internet because of that. The government runs the underwear bomber, and we're all a lockie. I mean, they're just staging it right out in the open. Wayne, shifting gears briefly, what do you think of TSA now all over the streets of America sticking their hands in pants and groping, and now telescreens to be in Mall of America, 800 Walmarts, basically everywhere when they're done, with constant government messages? This is directly out of Stephen King's The Running Man. This is directly out of 1984. I mean, is Napolitano going to start wearing knee-high jack boots and walking around with a riding crop and maybe have a hot blonde assistant? Are we going right to satire here?
Yeah, I don't know what Napolitano does with her girlfriend these days. But anyway, you're right. I think what we're seeing here, we all got suckered in on this hope and change nonsense, Obama was sold like a new form of Pepsi Cola. They even used the same logo as Pepsi. And now we're suffering the consequences. I think I'm looking at the potential for maybe having to get out of here at some point.
Wow, it's funny you say that. I was on 590 AM yesterday, and I just had to talk to my wife on the phone. And, you know, I've said I'll go down with the ship. But at a certain point, I mean, other countries are horrible. That's why I wouldn't leave, because it's a global government. But at a certain point, I mean, if they telescreens and black uniforms, I mean, we may have to get out of here, Wayne. I mean, this sucker is going down faster than I thought.
Yeah, I know. I thought at this point in my life I'd be looking at, you know, planning for retirement. Now looking at political exile abroad. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten in this country. And, you know, I've seen it just go downhill, and it's disgusting. And this new Congress, by the way, is not going to change anything, because I understand that
it's all going to be real conservative and O'Reilly's like, execute anybody that leaks anything, and let's arrest anybody that videotapes cops. And the Republicans are like, yeah, get rid of the Internet. I like it. Get rid of free speech. That's how we get tough on that fancy pants Assange.
You know, the freshman Republican class has already been taken through the Heritage Foundation to be given their marching orders. So they're going to be caught up in that Republican crunching machine, and they're not going to, whatever they said during the campaign, that's not what they're going to do when they're in.
Just like Obama, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And meanwhile, Boehner is trying to block Ron Paul from the committee chairmanship on that banking committee. I mean, it's just a bunch of, and Republicans are like, I like Boehner. I mean, they're just, folks, you're going to get hurt real bad. For those of you out there that are still giggling and, you know, picking your nose and everything, you better get it through your head. This is real bona fide tyranny. You got it? And tyranny is aimed at the average schmo. They want your property. They want your money. They're going to take it all. I mean, Wayne, what do you make of the New York Times telling us how great it is that they're going to cut veterans' pay and pensions and make veterans get their own insurance? You're a veteran of the Navy.
Yeah.
I mean, how brazen is that?
Well, this is how they're going to stick the veterans into the Obamacare mess. That's what I see, you know. And, you know, the veterans, are going to basically, if every veteran applied for their benefits, it would break the Veterans Administration.
Well, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that. Get more into WikiLeaks where you see this going. This is disgusting.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
I said cops at the FCC was the chairman. I know it's not. He's the commissioner. He is a commissioner. Whatever. One of the heads of the FCC openly saying shut down our free speech. I've had enough of it. Going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, in closing, other thoughts on WikiLeaks. Drudge is reporting that he's going to be man of the year, person of the year. And they're going to really use him, I guess, as the internet Bin Laden. But he has a face like, I guess, the West. And so here we go. I mean, this is horrible.
Well, you know, the other thing I find interesting is that we've got a leak of State Department cables that have shown up on a Lebanese newspaper's website, Al Akbar, that apparently are not from WikiLeaks. So we may have another source, which I think tends to take the attention off of this private first-class Manning. I don't think he was the guy. If we've got another source outside of WikiLeaks, As far as I'm concerned, I think that exonerates.
Well, there's no way. I mean, you worked at the NSA and of course, in the Naval Data Command as well.
Right.
You know they don't just have everything in one spot like this.
No. And it would trigger all kinds of audit alarms if that much information was being accessed, but then on top of that being copied.
Okay, expanding on that, he's talking about this doomsday code that he's got to release the mother load that will reportedly dwarf what we've even seen so far. But you said 6 months ago or more that he would start going after George Soros' enemies, and now, sure enough, he's going after financial institutions.
Yeah, Bank of America, apparently maybe a couple other banks. The first one was a Swiss bank called Julius Baer. When he went after them, their stock plummeted, and it became ripe for a hostile takeover by none other than Mr. Soros. So we've seen him play games with Soros before. I really think Assange was in this way over his head, and now he's found out the hard way what it's like to deal with these kinds of people. Apparently, he was co-opted after the work he did with the Chaos Computer Club in the early 90s, and he's been working with these people ever since. And now he found out that sometimes they don't let the spies come in from the cold; they leave them out there to dry.
Well, they always pick a type like him to flush down the toilet. And, people that work for this system, it's just like Bush admits in all these books and stuff that he ordered torture, but when it all came out about the torture, we had the White House memos ordering it, saying it's not illegal when the president orders it from John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez, they sent a bunch of people to prison that followed orders who were still in prison, Wayne, as you know, but Bush can hop around admitting he ordered it. I mean, it's the same thing with Assange. People who work for this group need to why do the globalists love to flush their own people down the toilet?
Oh, they're useful. They're throwaway items. We've seen it time and time again. Whether they're a guy like Assange or there's somebody like Manuel Noriega or Saddam Hussein, they just rolled up like an old piece of toilet paper and throw it aside. That's what we've seen it time and time again.
What do the globalists think of somebody like you or I, people that really are legitimately fighting the global corrupt system? I mean, what do they think of us?
Well, I don't know. I guess, when you go from being an annoyance to being a problem, I guess they up the ante on you. So that's why I'm always looking behind me. I look both ways before I cross the street.
Well, I'm seeing America really start to wake up. I mean, I talked about the YouTube videos put out by Homeland Security, and every comment, and I've spent a lot of time reading hundreds of them last night and today, I couldn't find anybody that agreed with telescreens at Walmart, and they were all very thought-provoking and showed a full-spectrum understanding of the public of what's really happening here. I mean, is that not encouraging?
Well, we've got Janet Napolitano doing audio messages on D.C. subway and metro bus, basically saying if you see something suspicious, report it immediately. So we've already had a taste of that here in Washington.
So they're turning all of America into one big airport.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, the good news is that no one's buying it that I've talked to.
I hope not. I mean, the question is, when was it the proper time to get out of Nazi Germany? Was it 34, 35, 36? Too long. It was too late. So I think that's the...
So you're really... I mean, sure, you're walking around. There's announcements of watch out for terrorists. This message brought to you by Homeland Security. I mean, it is super... It's like they watched a B-movie about a nightmare police state and are copying it.
Right, it's like Gattaca, Rollerblade, and a few of those others, enemy of the state, all rolled up into one.
It's nuts. And it's all because the bankers want to suck everybody dry. WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, talk to you again soon. Thanks for updating us on WikiLeaks.
You bet.
We'll be right back with Max Kaiser and a bunch of other key news. Stay with us. Transmission will continue until the FCC shuts us off. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, you can cut the benefits and the health care of veterans all day. You can raise Social Security. You can raise taxes. We're never going to get out of debt because the bankers don't want us to get out of debt until they go to prison, the big mega banks, not your local bank. Until we write off the thousands of trillions of made-off type scam money. And that's the issue. This is designed to destroy our economy. I want to get into the economy and Obama's little press release and the press conference he's giving right now about tax cuts. That is coming up. But first, I wanted to play a short little video that was made 3 months ago. And you'll notice when the video was made, silver was $22 an ounce. Now it's above $30. It'll probably go back down a few dollars, but then surge back up even more if you follow the trends, if you follow the graphs. Overall, it's going straight up because of dollar devaluation. But I wanted to play this video that I think really illustrates what's happening and what's unfolding. It's called The Silver Perspective. But remember, the equations they're giving you here in this whole three-minute video is dealing with silver at about $22 an ounce. It's already above $30. So here it is.
great excitement in the precious metals world as the mainstream media trumpets gold's rise to an all-time high and silver's vault to a 30-year high. So as excitement and public awareness of precious metals builds, how do we keep perspective on our own holdings? And how can a new silver investor make an informed decision to buy physical silver for the first time at today's prices? How valuable is 1 ounce of silver? The mainstream media constantly touts silver's all-time high as being $50 an ounce, which was reached in 1980 when the Hunt brothers cornered the silver market. So, how much money was $50 in 1980? Well, a movie ticket cost about $2.50, a first-class stamp cost 15 cents, and a gallon of gas was $1.25, while the median household income in the United States was $17,700. So, inflation means everything. Accounting for inflation is key when discussing silver. With that perspective, let's go back to the much-discussed $50 all-time high for silver. In today's dollars, the real all-time high for silver when adjusting for inflation is $138 an ounce. This, according to Eric King and esteemed economist John Williams. Just as a movie ticket in 1980 was $2.50, today a movie ticket is pushing 10 bucks. So too, the inflation-adjusted all-time high in silver is much higher than the oft-reported $50 an ounce. At today's silver price of approximately $21.50, silver is 57% below its 1980 high of 50 bucks. However, at $21.50 an ounce, silver is 85.5% below its inflation-adjusted all-time high of $138 an ounce. No wonder billionaire investor Jim Rogers often states that silver is still 85% below its high. To keep our perspective on the tremendous opportunity silver currently offers investors, we must remember, in 1980, when silver reached $50 per ounce, there was no derivatives bubble. There was no concern of fiat dollars flooding the world. There was no multi-trillion dollar bailouts of Wall Street banks. And most importantly, there was no proven 100-to-1 paper manipulation of gold and silver markets.
Precious metals are financial assets, and like currencies and T-bills and T-bonds, they trade in the multiples of 100 times the underlying physical. They trade in the multiples of 100 times the underlying physical.
Silver is such an undervalued bargain, it defies belief, until you come to understand that the banks have suppressed the price with paper shorts and paper silver. Then it makes perfect sense. At this very moment, we are living through dramatic historical events. Both gold and silver are now breaking the bonds of the manipulation that has long suppressed them. And silver, trading in lockstep with gold, is returning to its 5,000-year history as a monetary metal. The gains investors have made to date have been stunning. But as the bankers are forced to cover their short positions and the true value of these precious metals is once again rediscovered, the pricing moves for gold and silver that lie in the years ahead will be talked about for generations.
All right, that's the Silver Perspective by SGT Bolo 7 on YouTube. Excellent videos on that channel. Max Kaiser's coming up in about 3 minutes because silver has risen again. And I've had major newspapers, magazines, TV networks calling me saying, so you and Max Kaiser did this. And I certainly don't deserve much of the credit. My audience does, to a certain extent. Kaiser jumped on a bandwagon already going by grassroots people. He pointed that out. He did supercharge it. But I'm not even sure we're having the overall or even a minority effect on silver going up. It's the dollar devaluation. It's the Chinese upping their holdings of gold fivefold, according to the Financial Times, doubling their acceleration of purchasing silver. You know, we hear about euro down, dollar up. Now today, euro up, dollar down. And it's all the same big global banks. They just run one up, one run down. But overall, the currencies are being devalued and commodities are going up. I mean, it's a very simple equation. Here's Market Watch. U.S. dollar slips versus euro as uncertainties ease. And then it'll be the U.S. that goes down. Then it'll be the euro that goes down. Then they'll both go back up a little and then down even more. They're going down incrementally, gold and silver going up incrementally. Look at the long-term 10-year, 5-year, 1-year graphs, not the weekly graphs. Gold's down a few bucks today. Silver, last time I checked, is still up to near record highs, over 30 bucks. But we'll get the latest from Ted Anderson here briefly. COMEX Gold is higher, hits new record high on solid investor demand. So that's ongoing today where the futures are up, but the gold a few hours ago was down. I got to talk to Ted in a minute. So we've got some of that news here. Also, oil surges above $90 a barrel, and they're talking about over $3 an average soon in the country. So that inflation is starting to kick back in. And notice, oils or gas is $1.50 a gallon 5, 6, 7 years ago. It goes up to $3. You get angry. Goes down to $2. You feel like you're getting a good deal. Goes to $3.50. Goes back to $2.50. That's psychological warfare. Then it goes to $5, and it goes down to $3. Then it goes to $6, and it goes down to $5. And you're incrementally accepting the inflation. Let's briefly go to Ted Anderson and then to Max Kaiser. Ted, give us the latest on gold and silver prices right now and what you're watching in the market.
Well, right now, silver had gone up just incredibly today, Alex. I mean, $30.73 at the peak.
Wow.
When I seen silver hit 30.10, I was like, whoa, just like broke through 30 like nobody's business. Now we're almost at $31 an ounce. Gold hit a high today, too, of $1,432.50. A little bit of profit taking later on in the day, but the markets aren't closed yet. But if you want to be getting in on silver or gold, man, I tell you, Alex, at $97 for three of your videos and three silver dollars, that isn't going to last very long. Man, I cannot hold it at that price. That price is got to go up over $100 for that same deal. And I'm holding it because I want people to get your videos. And what an attractive buy now. Three silver dollars like that. I mean, you just can't, I don't think you can beat that anywhere. And not at $97, and this is delivered too with your videos. I mean, the other thing that I'm holding back in price, which is also going to increase, and it's just a matter of time. I mean, I have to go out and buy the darn stuff. Are those Walking Liberty halves at 1284? I mean, that is such a great buy. And the other thing that I added to the mix.
So we're talking about less than $26 for an ounce of silver when silver is at over 30, so folks cannot find that anywhere else at that price.
Yeah, right now at this particular time, that Walking Liberty is going to increase in price. The other thing.
All right, so is this the last day because you've been holding it over?
Well, you know, Alex, I want people to get silver, honestly. I mean, that's why I have that video price down too. We also have the, what I call the survival pack, which is 1,000 dimes. I mean, it's a dime is a small fraction of silver, and you can use that to spend anywhere you need to.
Yeah, these are the pre-what, 66 dimes?
No, pre-1964.
Yeah.
And that is also just another reason, another buy that is just.
And how much can you cash one of those in for?
Well, the dimes are worth about 21 cents a piece. So, I mean, that gives you an idea of what the value is there. I mean, it's just a great way to be getting involved in the silver market. And you can find them right on your website.
All right. We're almost out of time. I got to go to Max Kaiser, Ted, the owner of Genesis and Midas Resources. The best deals out there you're going to find. His regular deals are great, but these radio specials, I mean, just do the math. These are absolutely incredible deals, and he's got it there on hand. Almost everybody else has run out weeks ago or has huge premiums. Ted's got great deals on gold and silver. Just ask them for the list of radio specials in gold and silver, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Give Midas Resources a call today, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for popping in with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Amazing. I wanted to briefly today bring up Max Kaiser because Max has really been promoting the fact, of course, the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange system and journalist with BBC and RT, you name it. MaxKaiser.com. Obviously, for those that don't know, I just want to let you in on the fact he's been flogging the idea of buy silver, crash J.P. Morgan. I know he's a big supporter of the Gold Antitrust Committee, but Gatta's treasurer put out a little article a few days ago saying, look, what Max is doing is positive. It'll show that they're manipulating the silver market down. It'll probably drive it up, but that, you know, J.P. Morgan can cover this. So I wanted to get your response to that article and see if you disagree with them.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Cover it with what? What are they going to cover that with?
Well, most of the market, they say, is covered in cash.
Yeah. And so if they increase the cash supply to cover their liabilities, what happens to the value of the cash?
Yeah, but we're talking about trillions of cash being pumped out a month, so $3.5 billion pumped out. I mean, I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying. I'm just throwing it out there that overall it's positive.
No, I'm talking about $3.5 billion. Listen, the over-the-counter silver market published by the Bank of International Settlements is $200 billion is dedicated over-the-counter short silver contracts. J.P. Morgan is half of that. That's $100 billion. That's 3.3 billion ounces of silver they are short. Every dollar silver goes up.
Okay, but just last week that I misunderstood. What's the $3.5 billion then?
What's that?
What's the 3.3 or 3.5 billion?
Every dollar silver goes up. The J.P. Morgan said with 3.3 billion on their balance sheet. Every dollar for silver. Silver goes up $10. That's $33 billion. To J.P. Morgan. Their whole market cap's $150
billion. Okay, so you're saying, and I guess that would mean that Gatta article is wrong because they're only looking at the $3 billion or so. Please continue.
Well, yeah, I talked with Chris Powell of Gatta about this, and a couple of other people have made a comment that J.P. Morgan would bailed out. They're bailed out with what? U.S. dollars. If you keep bailing it, what's happening to this, to the dollars becoming diluted? Why are people buying gold and silver? Because the U.S. keeps bailing out banks.
Well, just to be clear, Max, I had you on to promote this, and I mean, I think you're a great guy. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just injecting debate into this. Please continue.
No, I'm just pointing out the obvious. If you cover your short with paper money, the value of that money is debased even more.
Well, it certainly exposes that they're suppressing the price of silver.
Yeah. Why is the price going up? Because everybody around the world is buying gold and silver, in particular silver. Since I was on your show when we started this Google bomb 3.5 weeks ago, it's up 11%. That's an annualized return of over 100%. It was up earlier today 13% from when I was on your show. So this idea that you've got GATA, Gold Antitrust Action Committee, simultaneously working to expose the shorts in the silver market and then kind of hedging themselves a bit, saying that, well, we are trying to, you know, J.P. Morgan and HSBC are now the subject of an investigation for manipulating the market as part of a lot of the work from GATA and Ted Butler and all the work that's been done. And now there's an open investigation for manipulating the silver market. And so he, I think, is fearful of a collapsed banking system. He's expressed to me privately that he's afraid that if this thing takes off, that banks around the world will collapse.
Ah.
He's fearful of that. And my point is,
well, the banks are collapsing our society. So you know what? They want to take me down. I'll take them down with me.
Well, that's my point. We're going to go down anyway. So Chris Powell at Gatta is trying to have his, you know, cake and eat it too. He wants to expose the fraudsters, but he doesn't want too much damage to the banking system. My point is that we've got to take down these banking cartel because they are holding us hostage.
Yeah, we've got to get on the offense, and you know what? Justice be done, may the heavens fall.
And people are buying this thing all over the world. As you see, this thing's gone viral. We launched it on your show with the Google bomb the 11th of November. The silver is climbing. I'll do a press release with you. The company hasn't released this yet. There's a company in the Pacific Northwest that's going to market. They put an initial order in for 10,000 pure silver coins to crash J.P. Morgan buy silver that they'll be available. Now, my involvement is zero. I have no consideration at all with the company. I said you have free use of my name and my image. You have free use. If you feel that this is going to help the cause, then so be it. So they're going to launch a global silver coin. It's going to be...
Well, you should just tell all the silver coin stampers to go with buy silver, crash J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, I have. I've released my name and image for anyone to go forward with a campaign like this. I just got an email from a group in Poland that's now using this campaign as part of their thing. And I said, look, we've all got to be in this together, but I have no tie to these things at all economically.
Wow, if this is successful, which it looks like it's starting to be, nothing succeeds like success. It's pretty scary that this radio show would be the Cape Canaveral launch pad to fire Max Keiser into the heart of the New World Order.
Right, and to crush J.P. Morgan. And I want to bring up an interesting point. Actually, Stacey, who's got really good contacts in London, where Julian Assange is currently located, She is talking to her contacts over there. She's very close with the people over at the Frontline Club, which is the premier journalist club in London, and they know Julian very well, and they know what's going on. She has great contacts. And she was pointing out to me something very, very interesting. You know, basically, the banks lynched Julian Assange when they cut off his Visa card, his MasterCard, his PayPal account. We've seen here the first example of an electronic banking lynching. They lynched him. They pushed him completely.
No, it shows the global control grid. Please continue.
Yeah, this is exactly what it does show, that any of these credit card companies, they don't have to go through the rule of law or the legal system at all. They just take you off the grid. MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, they simply said, you're no longer on the grid. And this is why today, and this is what the talk in London is today, today we're seeing relative strength in the dollar. Because today, for the paper cartel, for the plastic pushers, the Visa, the MasterCard, the debt pushers, this was a victory today to put Julian Assange in front of the magistrate.
And he's going to jail because a feminist didn't like the fact that he had sex with her afterwards because she was jilted. I mean, so now in Europe, you go to jail if a woman has consensual sex with you and she's a feminist because they consider all sex rape. Boy, I tell you, these are liberals. Keep me away from them. Max Kaiser, stay there.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Way up north, way up north.
All right, I want to get the rest of Max Kaiser's take on the Internet 9/11. They're openly saying they want a Patriot Act for the Internet, the end of freedom, the end of mainstream radio, TV, being able to have your own opinion. It's all being announced. They're really trying to sell it to us. We've got these other key videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Walmart invasion part of larger DHS takeover of America. We've got the accompanying article on Infowars.com. Very important you get this out to everyone you know. They're ready to hear the truth. There's another longer video that Aaron just put together of an after-show rant I did yesterday. I was so upset. It's Alex Jones' rant, DHS and TSA invading America. And so that video is up on Infowars.com and the Alex Jones YouTube channel. All right, Max Keiser.
Yeah.
What's your overall view of who's really behind WikiLeaks? I think he's been hung out to dry. Regardless of who you believe he really works for, they have now leaked him a bunch of cables that are just internal propaganda for the government. And now it looks like they're going to use him as the kind of new Internet bin Laden to take our free speech.
He's an info warrior. He's a hacker. And the hackers are uniting. You know, the hackers are getting together, and they're going to shut down PayPal, shut down the bank in Switzerland that denied him his account. The hackers are organizing. It's an info war. You know, you started the info war, Alex Jones. Now it's being taken to a new level. You've got an army of hackers. And Julian Assange is basically, he's a hacker. That's where his background is in hacking. And, you know, he's hacked his way into the truth. And now the truth is being displayed through WikiLeaks, and it's embarrassing people like Hillary Clinton and people in the Justice Department who don't like to see their dirty laundry aired in public, and it's made a mockery of their so-called diplomatic effort. And, of course, they want to shut him down. But it doesn't matter what they do to him, because all these things are hidden in the web in these Easter eggs that are going to pop open at any time. And if they go after him, then the motherload of information hits. They haven't even gone through 1% of the cable leaks, and behind that is the huge banking leaks, which are going to expose all the dirty deals of Bank of America and J.P. Morgan.
So you think it's spin that he's hooked in with Soros, and this is a global destabilization program?
I do, yeah. I consider him to be, basically, the king of the hackers.
Well, I know this. He doesn't deserve to be held with no bail for admittedly having sex with a consensual woman with no condom, even though, I mean, this is insane.
Alex, look, the Icelandic government has a warrant for the arrest of their bankers hiding out in London who stole billions of dollars. Was there any action on them? Well, how come those guys aren't before
them? Well, here's the deal. I put out leaked stuff all the time that people have a right to know. I don't deserve to be held without bail. Look, if we don't stand with Assange, I don't care who he is or what's really going on. We all hang separate. And so I want to say here, I've had guests on with every view of him, good and bad and ugly. I want to say I'm standing with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Even if they're a disinfo op, the globalists have built them as a straw man to destroy our free speech. We must stand with Assange.
Look at the information itself. What is it actually in the information that you could point to that smells or looks like what you're suggesting in terms of a disinformation op? All the information that's coming out is just embarrassing the powers that are you always talk about. You know, the New World Order powers are extremely embarrassed by these revelations. I haven't seen a single piece of the communiques come out in any of this that would suggest that it's a reverse psychological op or anything of that nature. He's just a guy who's an info warrior who realizes that information is the weapon of the 21st century.
Well, he's being persecuted regardless, and we can't let him use Assange to shut down our web freedom like the Israelis launching the Stuxnet and then our media using that to try to shut down freedom.
Well, that may be true because, Stacey just sent me an email. Joe Lieberman is calling for the New York Times to be investigated for espionage.
I tell you what. We're just going to do a little bit of overdrive right now. I know I'm giving the guys a notice right here at the end. Can we do that? We're going into the fourth hour right now. And coming up later, I called Homeland Security today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.